All right, we'll go ahead and get started.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Lord, we're truly blessed people in this county. Lord, I want to lift up before the Lord going by today. God, I ask you to be with the doctors. God, just touch the master's hands. Just heal her body, make her whole. God, we thank you for the negotiations. We believe in all the workouts for all of our employees and for the county. So be with our commissioners, and God bless them. Just let things work out for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, we have a pretty full house today. Glad to see that. We will go ahead and start off by item number one, which is discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation recognizing on Tuesday, September 17th, 2019, as Britt City Independent School Board Day. They were being honored, and I guess if you want... Dr. Linson, if you'd like to get up and say a little about it before I read the proclamation, you're more than welcome to kind of give us some background on this. And I'm a proud alumni of Bridge City High School, in school district, so I'm excited about it. And my wife's a retired teacher from there, which I'm sure she's happy about too. So but glad to have you guys in our court today.
Thank you for taking time to recognize this. The honor that the board is receiving is the 2019 Region 5 Educational Service Center Regional Honor Board of the Year. There's over 1,100 school districts in the state of Texas, which means that there's at least that many boards. There are 13 honor boards in the state of Texas for 2019, and our school district has been given that distinction to represent Region 5 for the state of Texas as an honor board of the year. It's one of only 13 in the state.
Well, I'm very proud of having that in our county for sure, and congratulations to you folks for doing that. And so I'll go ahead and I'll read the proclamation. We will, at the end of that, do the photo, the typical photo op deal and stuff, and then once we get all the paperwork signed, if you will bring that to my office down there, they'll make you a copy so y'all have your copy of it also, okay? All right, so whereas the mission of all public schools is to meet the diverse educational needs of all children and to empower them to become competent, productive contributors to a democratic society and ever-changing world. And whereas Bridge City Independent School Board members Judy Cole, Jerry McInnes, Rebecca Rutledge, Patty Collins, Mark Anderson, Michael Johnson, and Thad Hill, along with Superintendent Todd Linson, believe that all children can be successful learners and that the best education is tailored to the individual needs of the child. And whereas school board members are responsible for ensuring the structure that provides a solid foundation for our school systems. And whereas Bridge City Independent School Board is being awarded the TASA's 2019 School Board of the Year in Region 5 based on the support for educational improvement projects and school transformation initiatives as well as for educational performance in accordance with state established standards. Now, therefore, we, the Orange County Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, does hereby proclaim Tuesday, September 17th, 2019, as a Bridge City Independent School Board Day and urge all citizens to join the Commissioners Court in recognizing the dedication and hard work of these school board members. Approved, passed, and adopted this 17th day of September 2019, if I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by three, a second by two. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Congratulations to y'all, and we will get this thing signed for y'all. And so if y'all can come up. And thank y'all for all you do. The fact that I was able to read all of that without a mistake is to the education that I received from Bridge City School.
Something about a blind hog in there, Judge.
There you go. There you go.
Good to see
you
again. Thank you. Glad you met.
Here we go. We're going to let you go ahead and get that knocked out so we can take a picture of these folks.
You may sign this.
Go ahead and start your signature.
There's not going to be any room left.
All
hours.
Y'all, sometimes you need to sit down for these, but you know.
Y'all thought I'd sign faster if I stood up.
Yeah.
Gonna buy you a stamp, Teresa.
Well, y'all better stop talking about it. I was I taught in Bridge City, and I was an administrator in Bridge City, and retired from Bridge City the first time I retired. And it was a wonderful experience both times, being a 22-year-old teacher and then being an older administrator.
we'll leave it at the older. We'll go ahead and get that, and then we can get that finished signed, and then we'll take it. That way y'all can hold it while we're taking it.
Okay, let me sign it. I thought we were going to take
it. It wasn't me we were waiting on.
Because you went first.
No, there's a little bit of difference in those two signatures, is all I'm saying.
No, I'm
sorry. You didn't go to Bridge City. No, you didn't go to Bridge City.
I went out to a little Cypress, I'll have you know.
Thank y'all.
Right, we got to pass it back so she can move.
But she got to do her thing again. Yeah.
All right, one more signature, and then we'll be ready to take the picture. Other than ones they've already taken, y'all, while they were standing there with your mouths open and talking. And all the usual good ones.
And I was writhing.
We don't hardly ever require someone to move to the left. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. All right.
There it is.
You hold that out there, and then we'll get an actual deal, and then y'all just drop that off to my office whenever.
Just in the chair.
We good? All right.
Thank y'all again.
Thank y'all very much.
Y'all did a great job. I wasn't surprised by the honor.
Thank y'all.
I can stay in white.
All right. That's right. It's always a good day anytime we can recognize our schools for the work they do. All right, so we'll move on to item number two, discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court to recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their programs. Ms. Foster, but that's not Ms. Foster.
No, I'm sorry. But I'm Tommy Byers, and I am the Better Living for Texans program assistant. And what my job is to do is I provide services to the community, and we provide services. We teach individuals basic healthy needs, shopping at grocery store, budgeting, and those types of ordeals. But I'm here to discuss all of our programs. And in the front of you guys, you have a paper over just listing out some of the things that we've done. This year, we had our first annual 4-H day at Claiborne Park, and we were able to reach 75 families, and it was a great success. We had a water slide, and they had hot dogs and a barbecue. We were able to have a 4-H back-to-school bash also, where we went to, and we had 55 families come to that. We were able to have our 4-H awards banquet, where we had 100-plus participants. That was counting our youth and adults. We had about 96 adults there, I mean, youth there, and then their families. We had our summer camps where we taught them, our Clover camp where we talked about robotics and stuff like that. And we're going to have our first robotics meeting this Thursday, I believe, where we're partnering with the paper mill and Ms. Childress from LCM. That was about our 4-H program. Our community, our health and community, which is what Fallon does, we had our summer sewing camp where we had 27 youth participate. And we had a summer canning class where we had 15 youth come and participate, and they made bread, and they also made two different types of jelly. We had our first annual Lamar University summer intern. She was here throughout the summer, and she was able to help us a lot. We greatly appreciate her. We had our first annual food conference where we partnered with the with Jim Scales, and we had 82 participants come, and we look forward to doing that again this year. On our ag and natural resources side, we had a honey extraction class where we've had 31 individuals come and participate in those programs. And they learned about how to take the honey from the hive and such. As far as my side, I've taught four different programs over the Fresh Start, which helps them individuals learn basic needs and necessities. We had 120 youth graduate from the Balanced Food and Play, where we teach them about balancing healthy meals and outside activity to try to get them away from video games. We were able to go to the West Orange Stark Health Fair, where we were able to talk to 78 of the school district employees, and we were hoping to start different programs through there as well. But also throughout this last 3 months, we were able to contact 3,444 individuals in our community, and we look to continue that success. Thank you all.
Thank you. Any questions or anything? Do you want to ask them while they're there?
I just want to say, if I'm doing my math right, you're right around 16% of our entire population that you touch, and that's a pretty good percentage. So thank you for all the programs that you do.
I was involved in some of your activities, and they were absolutely spot on. And the kids enjoyed them. Plus, they enjoyed them, and it was well organized, and they learned good information.
Anything else? Like I said, we just need a motion to accept their report.
Make a motion.
Set.
Have a motion by one, second by three, I think.
Two.
All right. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the work.
Item 3, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listing and also specifically as follows. $2,300 to Memorial Funeral Home from the General Fund 001-111-54290 for indigent funeral expense. B, $1,150 to Claybar Funeral Home from the General Fund 001-111-54290 for indigent funeral expense.
And also for September 17, 2019, from the General Fund, $130,167.76. Road and Bridge, $169,517.69. Mosquito Control, $20,651.77. Adult Probation, $4,270.53. Airport, $14,440.05. Consolidated Accounts, $289.87, for a grand total of $339,337.67.
I'm going to go ahead and
I second that.
That's by the auditor.
Have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 4, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer for social services from 001-450-53070 medical of $30,000 to 001-450-53115 inmate medical $30,000, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Jennifer Haney, you have any comments you would like to make on that? Or?
I do not.
Okay. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer road and bridge from 002-573-523-00 fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $30,000. 002-573-527-00 utilities of $5,000 to 002-573-52110, Public Safety Supplies and Uniforms of $3,000, and 002-573-57550, Repairs, Rental, Construction, etc. for $32,000. Purpose, to provide funds for uniform cleaning, equipment repair, and rental for the remainder of the year. Mr. Slakin.
You know, this is always our busy time of year, and unfortunately things break down and have to be repaired, and equipment runs, so we're just balancing our funds.
What specifically broke?
We've had a haul truck go down, we've had a tractor go down, pickups go down.
Okay, but the big equipment is the tractor.
You've been having to rent a water truck?
Yeah, we have had a water truck rented for since the middle of August.
Right.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four.
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this, item six, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the fiscal year 2020 budget for Title 4-E County Child Welfare Services contract. Ms. Penny.
This is just the every year we
renewal.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item seven, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the following community organizations for the coming 2019-2020 fiscal year. A, Orange County, Orange Community Action Association, Meals on Wheels, it's $45,000. B, CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocate, of $2,500. C, Southeast Texas Resource Conservation and Development Incorporated, of $500. The Spindletop Center, $33,708. And then the City of West Orange is a partnership with them of No Man's Land Fire Prevention of $800. And F. Garth House of $5,000 are the ones that we have on the agenda for today for approval.
So moved.
Quick, just explanation. What is the No Man's Land Fire Prevention?
Actually, there is a, what I've been told is that there's a piece of land that is outside of the city and everything, but it isn't within the county and everything, and so it's considered, it's kind of in that space where they don't have any fire protection other than.
But West Orange does, if something happens.
That I don't know.
They do it. We cover it. We cover the cost.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But they do.
Do you have a comment, Carl? Oh, I thought you put your hand.
Not in any other emergency service district.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into the emergency service district. So it's a deal that we cover for them.
Okay.
You know, that does bring up a point. I think on a recent issue, we discovered another piece of land that really wasn't in an ESD, and we probably at some point needed to do a little study and find out exactly how many of those that we have sitting out there.
Consolidate that into one.
Possibly we could look at that when we look at the other issues we have with some of our emergency service districts.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the amounts that we're.
Well, I make a motion to.
I have a motion. Wait a second.
Sir?
I made the motion.
Yeah, he had already had a motion.
Then
three.
I'll second.
All right, we have a second by two. Now, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item rate, discussion and possible action approving the tax assessor collector exceeding the allowable hotel room rate for attending the legislative conference in Austin, Texas on September 4th to 6th, 2019. Ms. Fisher.
Yes, Judge, Commissioners. I was scheduled to go with Newton County. And she was paying for everything. That Friday, she decided she was not going. So the burden of the bill comes on me. And I'm just asking for the difference from our normal cost. It's going to be total cost is $55.74 for the 3 days.
Well, I make a motion we have her covered.
The cost above?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
54, yes.
Yeah, it was $18.58 above the normal cost.
In Austin, it's.
All right.
I have a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? At some point,
we do.
Thank you very much.
We need to put an agenda at some point to adjust that rate. We've been talking about it for three years.
We adjusted it about 3 years ago,
and we need. It's time to do that again. We need to, because this is about their fourth or fifth one a year that we've had to do these little amounts for.
I'd like to adjust Austin's rates.
That would be fantastic, like, but
not happening.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
you might find one cheaper in Austin, but it might take you 3 days to get there.
So. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we could see the building, and it took us an hour.
Get there.
All right. All right, number 9, recording the minutes, the order setting the salary of the Orange County official court reporters under the terms of Article 152.905 Local Government Code as amended. Ms. Edgley.
Good afternoon. I put this on the agenda, but once again, I do want to say this is, the putting on the agenda of it is strictly a function of my office. I have nothing to do. I'm not over court reporters and have nothing to do with the setting of their salary. That is done by the district judges. So they have done so, and I believe you were sent a copy of that as to what it is. So then it is sent to me, and I record it in the minutes of my office, and then I present it to you, and it is certified and then put into the minutes of the court, Commissioner's Court also.
So we really don't have a lot of say-so on this. We have to vote.
We have to accept it.
We have to accept it. Okay.
Into the minutes.
Into the minutes into that the we minutes. Accept it. Right. But it's a...
Well, then I make a motion that we accept it.
Okay, a motion by 2.
I'll second that.
Yes. May I ask why the others that were amended were not?
Because we didn't get them till yesterday.
Oh.
They'll be on
next
we get
week.
Them on.
Motion by 2, second by 1. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 10, discussion and possible action to adopt the 2020 Texas County District Retirement System Plan Employer Contribution Rate. This is a required action by the Commissioner's Court each year. Currently, each employee deposits 7% of their gross wages, and the county deposits 14% of the employee's gross wages, a 200% match of the employee's contribution. The retirement plan rate of 15.85 will be effective January 1st of 2020. And this is just to continue that same match level that we are at currently.
Motion.
Motion by 4.
Second.
Second by 1. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item 11. Discussion and possible action to increase Orange County retirees' benefit payment by a percentage based on the increase in the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, the CPI-U, a CPI based COLA is based on the retiree's benefit payment amount and how much inflation has occurred since they started receiving the benefit. Orange County's lump sum payment would be $384,184 to TCDRS, which would equal to a 10 CPI pre-fund and maintain the retirement plan rate of 15.85%. These raises would go into effect on January 1st of 2020.
So many. Well, just one thing. Simply said, the longer you retire, the more your raise will be. So
that's right.
So just want to make people.
And is this a one-time thing?
Well, it's a one-time payment to get that new rate
to
for
get them caught up to where they should be.
Well, it's not necessarily caught up. It changes their rate. It's basically the best way to explain it is like you're putting more money into your investment account,
okay.
So you get more return.
Okay.
And then that return is based off of their years of retirement. So to a training deal, the longer you're retired, the more you'll see out of this. But it's a one-time payment for us to adjust that rate. Again, I mentioned it in the public hearing part that we're wanting to do this one because we went back to the latest. The last one I could find was 2011 that they had got an adjustment, and we just kind of felt it was due. And while we were able to do it, we wanted to be able to do it. And so that's what this is. So I have a motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 12, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of their minor plat of Bilbo Place, located in Precinct 2. The 3.9-acre tract on North Bilbo Road is being divided into four tracts. The plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax statement has been provided. Mr. Slakem.
Yes, this is an existing, already built-out neighborhood.
Been out there several times.
Yeah, it just amounts to a property owner who's sort of dividing up some property and giving parts that are selling parts to several of his neighbors that border a pond or a lake that's out there. It is in Precinct 2, and as I said, the Drainage District has already signed off on this.
Yes. I make a motion that we accept this.
Second. I have a motion by two, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 13, discussion.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, we got to sign the special paper.
Oh, good, and I get the
signature. Here we go, with the signatures again.
Let me start first, Clark.
All right. I should have started on this end.
But it's the good pen.
It's the good pen.
I make that.
Tracy? Somebody put a clock on this.
Hey. This chair.
That would be good news.
Y'all don't bother me one bit.
We weren't even talking about you this time. Yeah. A lot of self-conscious actions going on here.
Oh, God. Don't say it. Don't even say it out loud.
Ford never has enough room left in it.
We don't have any say so.
Don't remind me.
On these things.
You need one long one at the bottom. I can't see it.
Up there. Yep, she did squeeze me.
I squeezed you.
I just put my initials.
Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 19010 rebid bulk prescription drugs. Action by the court shall include approving for Orange County Judge or Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. Ms. Cassidy.
Yes, sir. We received five bids, and you have a copy of the bid tabulation. The highest discount is being offered by Diamond Drugs. 23% discount for brand name and 91% for the generic.
You mean a reduction of?
Yes. That's our discount.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. That's your recommended bid?
There's others there. I mean,
they don't even come close.
No, they don't.
There's a huge difference in the three.
Not much to discuss.
But let me ask this. What filing fee per prescription? The Diamond Drug, there is none.
And they did not have one on the bid.
But the others did.
Yes.
Is that a dip? Would that make a difference? Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm just glad we got some bids this time.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion we accept Diamond's bid.
Second.
Mm-hmm. That's going
to
help us.
Yes. Motion by three, a second by four to accept Diamond's bid. Prescription, bulk prescription drug program. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion passes. Thank you, Connie, for getting those bids. That'll save us.
Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items, asset 16106 copy machine from the tax office to surplus, B, asset 16993 design jet printer from MIS to surplus. Ms. Cassidy again.
These were just standard transfers from our department, but they went to surplus.
Motion.
Second.
A motion before, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Item 15, discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court accepting the collective bargaining agreement for the Orange County Sheriff's Office. And what this is we have worked for several weeks. Again, this kind of all relates back to the revenue cap bill that's come in. We kind of knew that our opportunity to try to pay these guys some long overdue money, that we needed to try to make some adjustments if we could. We were able to come to an agreement on an extension with them. They are currently voting on that extension right now. As of Friday afternoon, the votes needed to pass the offer was far exceeded the votes not to. I think it was like 48-2 at the time on Friday afternoon. So even if everybody left remaining voted no, it would still pass. But we have to wait for the 10-day period of time. So what we would do here is two things if we were to make a motion, and I'll cover what we changed in it. But anything that the vote would be pending, contract language being acceptable to both parties, and the actual official approval of it by their CBA group. And so anything we do today has to be pending those two pieces, because we have to have a contract in hand signed by both parties before we can start payment, and they're aware of that and stuff. And so they're actually supposed to close their voting out on the 19th, which is in a couple of days, and then we'll actually have some paperwork that we can review and look at. But in the extension, basically what we've done is we offered a 2-year extension, which is a 1 year at 4%. The second year would be what they call commonly known as a B2 clause on pay, which says that if we're able to give the rest of the county employees next year a raise, that they would receive that same amount. If there's no raise for nobody, there's no raise for them either. They are in the extension that they would go to the same holiday vacation emergency pay as all other employees. They would remain under that. The retirement effective October 1st of 2019 on the medical health retirement, they would match what all the other county employees are after April 1st of 2017, which is the 12-year retirement plan. They would still have to meet all other TCDRS retirement qualifications in that, but they would go, anybody hired after October 1st, 2019 would go to that new plan. Everybody before that would still be like all employees before 2017 would be under the 8-year retirement plan. And then the other condition of it was there's two, I don't know that lawsuits is the correct word in it, but it's we have two things. One that we did against them for an evergreen terminology, and then the other one was one of theirs on the 8-year retirement plan, is that we would agree to, and Denise, I think I got non-suit. The right term, non-suit ours, and they agree to non-suit theirs, and so that we would no longer have litigation against our own sheriff's department, and I think which is a win-win for everybody. And that, again, is a 2-year extension. And just to say that again, it's all pending their contract being approved by their CBA, which it looks like it will, and contract language being in place. The longer it takes that language to be correct, and we think it should be the first time, but if not, then that's the only thing that would delay their payments being picked up at the new pay scale of 4%.
I make a motion we accept the collective bargaining agreement pending the language be approved in the contract.
I'll second that.
Does that sound like good enough? Okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Pending CBA approval, I guess.
CBA.
I guess the union sheriff's office approval.
Ratification. It's pending TMPA approval as well as pending legal review on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll second that.
All right. I had a motion by three, a second by two.
One.
I'm sorry.
One.
One. I'm sorry. By one. the any further discussion or comments on that at all?
Just glad to get there.
Glad to get there.
Long time coming, too.
It's a great move forward.
Yeah, and I just want to thank everybody for their efforts in this. It took a lot of meetings back and forth, a lot of getting there. But I think that everybody understands the what we're facing next year, and this was a time to make that move. And I'm glad everybody was on the same page with trying to get it. Again, like a lot of things, not everybody got what they wanted. But I think it was a good compromise between the two to get us to a good place with our sheriff's group. So I have a motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion?
No.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget in accordance with the Local Government Code 111.008. Again, I could go through that whole presentation we did an hour ago.
No, you can't.
Without reading it?
Well, without reading it, just like I did before, or we can vote to adopt. So anyway, that's it will be once it's passed, if it passes. But once it's passed, it will be soon posted online so that the general public will be able to go and look at that, and they will also be able to look at the overview presentation so that we can have that. And this is why they don't want me to read you the budget, because it's a whole bunch of stuff. And believe me, I'm glad to not read it. But I will say that I think I'm very happy with where we came out with the budget. I think that we accomplished what we were trying to do by being able to sustain the changes into next year with our equipment and our employees' salaries and stuff that we're trying to make sure that we maintain to keep good folks and be able to maintain the same tax rate and be able to provide the services, which is what our job is here to do, and that's to provide services to our citizens. So.
I'll make a motion to adopt the budget.
I have a motion by three, a second by four. Any further discussion?
I just want to, so those of you who are not here for the 1 o'clock meeting, when we went through this, I just want to say the judge and Penny, our auditor, and all of the commissioners have worked on a whiteboard in Penny's office, and that was a wonderful thing to do. I mean, it wasn't covered up. Anybody could have walked in there and looked at it, and it showed exactly how people, you know, we put our initials by something if we didn't agree with it or something, and we reached a budget. And I think it was the most transparent budget that I have seen in the county myself. Thank you to both of you.
You're welcome. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion?
Is this an individual vote or not?
Yes, this is an individual vote, by the way. It's a roll call vote.
You want to start down there?
I will. Sure. We'll start on the opposite end this time. We've got
a motion and a second, and I'm pretty sure I know how that's working. All right.
We know today.
So, I got it. Yeah, I have to do a roll call vote. So, Mr. Commissioner Viator. Commissioner Rockford.
Yes.
Christopher Beecham.
Yes.
Commissioner Trahan.
Yes.
County Judge. Yes. And thank y'all. That's been a long, hard process.
Yes, it has.
And like I said, I know that those who wasn't here, we try to do things a little bit differently in our presentation and how we do it to be more transparent. So if you have a chance to look at that, I hope you do. And we're going to try to improve on that in the future, so as we move forward. So thank you. Item 17. Discussion and possible action regarding ordering the adoption of the property tax as assessed by the Orange County Appraisal District and the adoption of the ad valorem tax rate for the taxable year 2019 as reflected in the adopted budget per Local Government Code 111.008. And that is the right that supports the budget that we just approved.
Motion.
Motion by four.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and this is a reminder we cannot respond to any of those comments unless it's moved to an agenda item in the future. So, anyone from the public wish to speak? Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say thank you for your help to each one of you. We're Meals on Wheels, and the only way we keep going is for people to help. And so they just did, they just spend their money next week, or we can almost spend ours next week too. But that's, you know, one grocery bill for us is like $22,000. So it costs the money.
How often? Oh,
okay.
But can you? I know your name, but can you state your name for the record?
My name is Linda Hughes, and okay. I'm the director of Orange Community Action Association, Meals on Wheels. And I just wanted to come today and tell y'all thank you. I appreciate it. And I will say this, and I know you can't comment, but in case y'all find a little windfall somewhere. I'm just across the street, okay? Right. Because I can assure you, every dime we get is well spent. And the seniors are this able person to spend. Sometimes I believe that.
All right. Any other comments, concerns? Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Judge, I'd like to let the other departments know that give us a couple of days, and then we'll be starting to get out the individual budgets to the various departments.
All right. Anybody else on the court?
Just Lions Carnival was around the corner. Pray for drier weather after the storm pushes through.
Yeah,
it's been a couple of three hard years for the Lions Club. And all that money ends up back in our community, so it's a good thing for everyone. So hopefully we have some good weather, because it's one, it's something great for our kids to do in the community, and two, it raises funds to spread throughout the community for the remaining of the year. So anyway.
And the Special Angels rodeo that's later on in the fall, they serve children and adults from all over. And it is a wonderful organization and a wonderful thing to help volunteer with and to support. And Thursday night they're having a fish fry at the expo at 6:30. And you can purchase tickets, I know, over at Farmers Mercantile. I just got mine. And they'll have fried fish Thursday night at the expo.
Anybody else? All right. Again, I would like to say thank you to everybody on the court and auditor's office and everybody that helped with the budget. I'm glad we're past it. It's a good feeling to be there. I would like to mention also to all of our folks that we give donations to is that, like most things, it's not nearly enough. And we know that. But we try our best to make sure that we're trying to spread some of that money out so that we can give it where it's needed. And then the only other thing is, and this is out of our emergency management department, it's about sandbags being available, and this is the statement, is that Orange County Emergency Management is monitoring the current tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico. As a precaution, Orange County will have sandbags available at the following locations. The Precinct 1 maintenance barn located on Highway 87 North at Teal Road. Precinct 2, 11897 State Highway 62 in Mauriceville, directly across from Market Basket on Highway 62. Precinct 3, the county maintenance barn located on 2502 Westbound Round Bunch Road. And Precinct 4, county maintenance barn located at 375 Claiborne Street. If you have any questions, contact Merchant Manager or someone on the court here, and we will be glad to answer those questions. They are monitoring it. It is, you know, right now it's a tropical depression. It's going to get a lot of rain. We are on the outer bands of the rainfall, but we're still going to get a fair amount of it, unless this thing swaps locations, as they can do.
So it's been named a tropical storm now.
So it's now a tropical storm.
Tropical storm Imelda is what they're showing.
It's moving forward, but it's hopefully we'll see just slight rainfall from it and not be too bad. But we'll make sure that we have sandbags available for everyone. And that's all I have. So I will make a motion to adjourn. They jump on that so fast. I just.